We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Final hour for us, and still a lot to get to. Jason Longshore going to join us, Atlanta United color analyst at 125. This feels like it would be not good news, but it is actually. They don't play tonight. And I think, you know, the last couple of Wednesdays we've talked to Jason, it's been match day as well. And I think the best thing for Atlanta United right now is
get some rest.
A few days, get some rest, and just like get out there and practice with one another. You know, there's so many new faces, so many guys left over the last year. I mean, no more Pitti. Obviously, Pitti gets sold to a team in Saudi Arabia. Get on the practice field and you know, work on some stuff. Get to know each other a little bit. New manager, all kinds of moving pieces. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that pays off. It also feels like, and I know this is true because they're playing regional schedule, it just feels like they play the same team every single week.
Man, dude, when I just heard the update, I was like, hold on, didn't they just play them the other day?
Like, yeah,
it is definitely but we understand why and everything. But yeah, I'm like, damn, they play in Miami again, huh? Inter Miami. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Inter.
I don't want soccer. America's soccer guy. No, the proper pronunciation, Randy, is Inter. Shut the hell up.
Good.
You get mad if somebody called. Oh man, whatever, dude. You get mad if somebody said it was Georgia University. Really wouldn't care because it really doesn't make it. It really doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah. If anyone would care about that, it would not be you. Yes. Jason Longshore will join us at 125, talk some Atlanta United. We will get to an AMA at 140, as always. We didn't get a lot of AMA questions yesterday. We could really use a lot today, either
stop
on Twitter.
Snitch it, Andy. All you got to say is that we didn't get to them all.
Well, I'm begging. I'm begging for them is what I'm doing. I'm not snitching. I'm begging. And I guess I'm snitching on yesterday, but while at the same time begging for today. I just want a lot of good AMA questions, Randy. That's what
we
I'm looking
for. We don't
ever
get to all of them.
That's true. We don't. We don't. But maybe the day we will. Maybe if we get all great ones today, we'll fire through them, and we'll get to all the questions that are asked our way today. You can ask them on Twitter, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Instagram, Facebook. Phone lines are open at 140 if you want to call in and ask a question that way. We'll get to all that coming up at 140. But first, we tell you what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen. For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And a swing and a drive. New bat, and that baby is long gone. Adam Duvall golfs a solo home run out at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And the Braves extend their lead. It's 2-0.
Courtesy of Fox Sports South, Adam Duvall hits another home run last night. Braves win 5-1. Cole Hamels goes today. We'll get to that in a minute. Adam Duvall, man, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. I mean, this Braves lineup is ridiculous. You got Acuna and Freeman and Ozuna at the top. But to have Adam Duvall batting seventh, and then you've got Albies back, and he's now ninth. Like, this line, and it, you know, with all the pitching problems they have, that's how you're 29-20. You're going to be in the playoffs, and you're going to win with your bats. But I think even the most optimistic of people, maybe only Adam Duvall and his family, would have thought Adam Duvall would be doing what he's doing offensively this year. He's got 15 home runs, Randy. If it was a normal year, he'd be on pace to hit over 40 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story. It's great. And the Falcons, I was about to call the Falcons. And the Falcons, the Braves.
Maybe he could help the Falcons, too.
The Braves have got a way. They got something. Now, as you move forward, because he is still under control. Do we have 2022 of him? If we're not mistaken,
two more years.
He's under control. So he's going to be a guy that's going to be around for a while. And also, if you may need him to put in a package for a starting pitcher, possibly, you know, that's just my thought. I'm just getting way over my skis. I'm getting freaky with it. But
it's a fine thought. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I mean, they need to get another starting pitcher at some point somehow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just get freaky with it. But, no, tonight Cole Hamels is going tonight. Don't know what to expect. My expectation is don't suck. I think Brian's was don't get hurt, and yours is don't get lost going to the stadium. So I don't know what to – I mean, just, you know, go out there because I think because – like, if everybody was intact, if Mike Soroka and Max Fried and one of these wanks would have worked out right now, Ian Anderson, I don't think this Cole Hamels thing would be such a big deal about him coming back. But because we lost Mike Soroka and Max Fried is banged up and the wanks has just been going back and forth wasting damn gas money, you're excited about it because you ain't got to deal with Robbie and damn Tommy no more. You got this guy. And he's
is excited the right word? Are you excited about Cole Hamels pitching tonight?
No, I'm not excited. I would say anticipated.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was excited about Ian Anderson making his major league debut. Like, yes, finally, Ian Anderson. Looking forward to it. This is exciting. I'm going to watch, you know. It's anticipated.
I'm cool. That's what I was just saying. I'm cool.
But I'm cool. Yeah. I mean, it'll be fine. I hope he does well. But I don't know. I would have been excited if it was Cole Hamels 10 years ago. That'd be exciting. Or maybe even like a month and a half ago. But right now it's kind of desperate. I'm a little bit desperate watching Cole Hamels pitch tonight because he needs to be good.
I think that's
they need him.
I really think that's what it is. We're desperate.
Yeah.
We need Cole Hamels. We need all these damn pitchers to pitch good, but we need Cole Hamels to pitch well.
You know who pitched good last night? Huescar Ulloa. Snicker will tell you about it. Him.
He was awesome. I mean, that awesome. I'm seeing him make a lot of strides here the last couple times, just controlling his delivery better, you know, getting in the strike zone better. That's a really good slider he's got, too.
He only went four innings because I guess he tweaked his back. But he gave up two hits, no runs, five strikeouts. The bullpen came in and was fantastic. Will Smith was good yesterday. Didn't walk anybody, didn't give up any home runs. So baby steps with Will Smith. He went an inning and got a strikeout. I know Mark Melanson did give up a run in the ninth inning, but it was academic at that point with a 5-0 victory or a 5-0 lead. The Braves bullpen's really good. They threw a graphic up last night, Randy, where I think four of the top six bullpen wins above replacement players in baseball this year are all in the Braves bullpen. Look, man, it's just – all right. It's just telling you the Braves have four guys in their bullpen that are among the best pitchers in all of bullpens in baseball. And that's good. That's good. Braves have a great bullpen. Braves have a great lineup. Braves have awful starting pitching. So hopefully that's enough to win in the playoffs. And if Cole Hamels can be good tonight in his next couple starts, you feel a little bit better. Max Fried comes back. He's your game one starter when the playoffs come around.
Because if Cole Hamels pitches well, are we sure he's not going to go to the first?
Can Cole Hamels pitch well enough to work his way to be the number one starter in the playoffs?
Did Dallas Keuchel?
He did. Now he got more than three starts.
Whatever. So you really think Dallas Keuchel deserved to pitch game one last year?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I understand. All right. I understand their rationale. I disagree with their rationale.
I don't understand the rationale.
But I understand it.
What is the rationale? I guess
the rationale was he had pitched in the playoffs before and they wanted a veteran in that spot. It was a mistake. It was a terrible decision, obviously. And, you know, many people, yourself included, called it out as terrible in real time. Obviously, hindsight now tells us just how terrible it was.
Right.
You should have given Mike Soroka two starts. But what are we going to do? Are we going to sit here and cry over spilt milk? No. Can't do that. We got a new playoffs coming up, and it's going to be in a bubble. And they're going to be in California and Texas. That's where they're going to play. Hopefully the wildfires are better by then, by the way.
Man, because it's getting worse. They canceled the baseball game last night.
They did. My mom actually just texted me. They just landed in Seattle. Okay. She texted me a picture outside the window.
It's crazy, huh?
It's crazy. Like, you can't see anything. I mean, it's totally eerie and scary. It looks like the apocalypse. So,
Damn. Yeah.
Hopefully at least it'll rain or something and clear the air out a little bit. But, yeah.
I didn't realize it was all the way up there with y'all.
Yeah, it's Seattle, I think 3 days ago, had the worst air quality of any city in the world. Damn. Worse than some of the really terribly polluted cities that, you see in India and in China. Like, it was the worst air quality in the entire world, which terrifying, especially when people are dealing with a pandemic and a disease that is a like a respiratory disease. Not good, man. Bad timing. Cut it out, 2020. All right, let's keep it moving on what's trending here and let you hear what Dan Quinn had to say yesterday to Dukes and Bell.
We rotated him with Karp, and we'll see some more of that as we're going through this week. And that'll probably be the case, you know, for a few weeks as we're, you know, getting settled in on, where we're at. Both players, Karp and Matt, you know, had good points in their game that we like.
That's talking about the left guard spot, obviously, with Matt Hennessy and James Carpenter. We do know some of our reporters, Jarvis Davis specifically, out at practice today, says Marlon Davidson is practicing today. So
yeah, I saw that.
Second round draft pick, didn't play week one. Very much looking forward to having him back on the field and practice field today. Hopefully that means he can play on Sunday. Also hoping that Matt Hennessy, third round draft pick, continues to get healthier and healthier, and he can just be the full-time starter at left guard. But it sounds like that rotation is going to continue this weekend against Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, this is Karp is coming off his best game as a Falcon. Just like Jarvis said, Jarvis was talking about Marlon Davidson. Looked like Jake Matthews is sitting out to practice today, like he got a little boo-boo, like somebody, because I did remember somebody had fell on.
Oh, yeah, he got rolled up on. Yeah, he got rolled up on pretty bad.
Yeah, I think it might have been Matt. So hopefully that won't be anything serious that keeps him out of the football game. But, yeah, they want the rotation until you don't want the rotation. And when you don't want the rotation is when this young man solidifies the job. And until then, until he solidifies the job at left guard, they're going to do the rotation type thing. I don't want to do it too long. But as of right now, when you're trying to figure out if this kid is the real deal, they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, look, you want somebody to win the job, right? And Matt Hennessy, because he was injured, wasn't able to do that before the season started. So hopefully at some point over the next couple of weeks he does. Either that or he won't, and then James Carpenter stays as your left guard. Now, they said James Carpenter had his best game ever as a Falcon on Sunday against the Seahawks, so that's good. We'll see how they all look this Sunday against Dallas. A little bit of a better pass rush. They're bringing the heat a little more than the Seahawks were. So big test this weekend for the Falcons offensive line. And look, just for the Falcons in general, all right? You can't start 0-2. You already started 0-1. You got to beat the Cowboys this weekend. Otherwise, the panic that's already upon Falcons fans, not everybody, but a lot of people, is going to be crazy on Monday if they get beat by Dallas. So don't do it. Beat Dallas. Be better than them. Be better than you were against the Seahawks.
I just saw something right here. But Dallas, this is the what's going on. The word that's going around is that Dallas is going to have 25% fans, which is about 20,000. Oh. That's what they're talking about is a possibility for the Sunday game when the Falcons come in.
That's cool. All right, good. So it'll be a chance to have a semi-normal atmosphere down there at Jerry World. So obviously keep an eye on that as the week goes on. The big news of the day, and this happened right before we came on the air, was that the Big Ten made the official announcement. I think we kind of knew over the last couple of days it was headed in this direction, but they made it official. The Big Ten is going to play football this fall. They're going to start on October 24th. They're going to play an 8-game season with a conference championship game on December 19th, which is the day before the selection committee picks the playoff teams, also the same day that the SEC is going to play their championship game. And they did it, Randy. The Big Ten changed their minds, and now they're going to play football this fall.
Yeah, man, and it's because a doctor who gave his opinion, well, you know, my data, it wasn't as accurate as I would like it to be. So I think that, you know, that we should change. And then, of course, people got to take credit. They don't deserve a bit of credit for what happened. But, you know,
there's going to be a lot of credit taken over the next couple days.
Oh, it's already there. So we know who the hell we're talking about. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. You're really the damn reason the Big Ten came back. Okay, whatever. But, yeah, you know how that's going to go.
Yep.
But, yeah. Yeah, you know, by my medical degrees that I got in college at my 17 years at Hofstra, man, you know what? I did fail at one class when I was at Hofstra, so my opinion has changed. That's how it went. This is about money because you said all fall sport. Now it's fall sport. But here's a good thing, though, Andy. I just read this. They're testing all fall athletes.
Good.
So all the kids will be tested, so why can't they play?
Great question. Test all the students. Try to keep everybody as safe as you possibly can. Yeah. Look, we know what it's about. It was about the money that they were going to lose And it's about the backlash more than anything. Yeah. I mean, it was embarrassing. They made a decision. They broke from the ranks of all of the commissioners in college football. The Big Ten did. They made their decision back in August. They thought the rest of the conferences would follow suit. Yep. They didn't. The players, the parents, the fans, the coaches, everybody was outraged because they want to play. And you know what? I mean, if I'm going to give them any credit, at least they got out of the way of their own pride and actually admitted that they were wrong and that they're going to play football this fall. But that's the only credit that I'm going to give them. I'm not giving them credit and saying, well, they did their due diligence and they waited until they had immediate tests. No, they didn't. They had all that stuff when they made the decision to not play. Right. They didn't like the backlash. They didn't like the egg that was on their face. And now they're going to play. They got pressured into playing. So there you go.
I will.
What about the Pac-12 going to play?
No, the USC players have written the governor, let us play.
Damn it. Even the players are late. Like, the Ohio State players were picketing like a month ago. Where you guys been? Even the players in the Pac-12 are late.
Let us play.
Yeah, man. Not good. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to Jason Longshore. Jason Longshore joins us at 1:20 on Wednesdays. Talk a little Atlanta United. Still plenty of Braves to get into. It's time to get the AMA questions in as well, the AMA at 1:40. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coronavirus. The outbreak of the coronavirus has affected us all here in Atlanta, and it's made some changes in the sports world as well. As the stories continue to break, we're here to give you the latest. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How will I know if he really
I love you too, Wendy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get them in. Going to chat with Jason Longshore in just a minute as well from the Atlanta United broadcast team. So you were singing this during the break, huh?
Dude, it was. I don't know why this song was in my head.
Because it's a great song, that's why.
And I'd be forgetting that I'm in queue. Whenever we're off air, so Wendy can hear everything that goes. So I'd be her and Brian. I'm sure they heard me say some craziness mess, and I'd be forgetting that they there. And so yeah, I was just singing it. How will I know if she really loves me? And I'm just singing it randomly. And yes, yeah. I replace he with she all the time. Sure. And so that's why Wendy played it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's it's just a feel good, be in a good mood on a Wednesday afternoon type song.
If she really loves me,
we watched The Bodyguard the other night. I hadn't watched that movie, and who knows? I probably hadn't watched that movie since 1991 or whatever. I don't know. It's been a really long time. What an awesome movie! What a great movie! This is not breaking news or anything like that. But damn, Whitney Houston was talented. Like she was a great actress too. She was so good.
She was cool. Singing part was the best part. She was cool.
A good actress too.
She was all right. When she went to that club, she was. I loved the preacher's wife.
Yeah.
You know, Denzel should have had his ass pulled. I know he was an angel and everything.
But I agree.
He should have put hands on Denzel, man.
I don't care if you're an angel. You got.
I don't care if you're no damn angel.
Denzel Washington.
You ain't gonna be running up on my wife. You ain't gonna be running up on my wife. 100%. No. Okay. No, you can't, Dudley. Yeah, Dudley, no, you can't take ice skating. I can't go. She ain't going. You think I'm going to let Dudley? You heard her mama came in there?
Mm-hmm.
Because mamas know. Mamas know. Yeah, you too close to my daughter. No. Oh, Dudley, why don't you take her ice skating? Hell no. Hey, Dudley, why don't you take her to the jazz club? What the hell wrong with you? I love my church. But when she leaves you, you know what? Sister Bessie and them ain't going to come live with you.
They're not going to go ice skating with you.
Yeah, Sister Bessie and them ain't gonna go ice skating with you.
Imagine letting your wife go ice skating with 1996 Denzel Washington. Yeah, right.
You lost your mind.
Sign your own death certificate. That's terrible. Yeah. Can angels die twice? How does that work?
I don't know, but it don't matter. We would have found a way to get Dudley up out of there. But damn it, I mean, damn it. No, Dudley, you can't come over there and play with my little boy. Why are you in here saying prayers with him? No. Yeah, I don't let strange men in my children's bedroom. I'm with you. No.
I had problems with. I love that movie. We watch it every Christmas. It's a great Christmas movie.
I had a whole lot of problems.
There's a lot of problems with a lot of flaws.
I had a lot of problems with how Denzel was pushing up on her like that. And he was pushing up on her. Don't even act like when the people are like, no, he wasn't. Yeah, he was. Just like I'm starting to come around to this idea, because my boy Big George and we were talking about it the other day. Daniel LaRusso started that fight. He started that whole rift. He did with Johnny on the beach.
Cobra Kai?
No, not in Cobra Kai. In the real life one.
Oh, in Karate.
In Karate Kid, he started. Yeah, he did.
So he's the bad guy, actually, and Cobra Kai is not to be blamed.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't watched that yet. I need to watch the Cobra Kai series on Netflix. Everyone says it's awesome. All right, we're 15 minutes away from the AMA. Get your questions in. Jason Longshore joins us at this time on Wednesdays. And Jason, it's not match day, so Atlanta United gets a little bit of time between matches to regroup a little bit. It feels like that's important. Like, it feels like they need this week to be able to be together in practice, because it's kind of been fast and furious over the last couple of weeks, and the results haven't been good.
And they needed the schedule to be able to rest as much as anything. I think the match in Nashville kind of showed it. And a player in Brooks Lennon, who's been very, very good this season, made big mistakes. And you make mistakes when you're tired, especially mental mistakes. And the two first goals, Brooks Lennon was involved in a mental mistake that led to those opportunities on a corner kick and on your own throw. They got a couple days off at the beginning of the week, and it's the first time they've had back-to-back days off since the end of the MLS's back tournament, and they desperately needed it.
Jason, barring you know, them not scoring like we're used to them scoring, are you used to seeing them make those kind of mistakes? I mean, when I saw, I'm like, you're more inclined now, Jason, to say, how the hell did that happen? You know, and is that with just not the chemistry, communication? What's going on with that?
The mistakes, I thought Saturday night, the mistakes that led to the first three goals were from being tired. I think it's just literally being tired and you start making mistakes. They've got to get healthy. They've got to get fit. They've also got to eliminate giving up goals in the first half. You know, 14 goals conceded this season, 11 in the first half. That means you're playing from behind a lot. And it's easier if you're protecting a lead for the opposition. It's harder and you're expending even more energy when you're chasing a game from behind. That creates this perfect storm of Atlanta United consistently struggling in games because they fall behind.
Jason, this is probably a tough question to answer just because we don't know the inner workings of Atlanta United's front office and how much Arthur Blank is involved in all of that. But we're very familiar with being frustrated with coaches and managers, right? I mean, Frank DeBoer was one that fans were frustrated with quite a bit. And I think unfair at times, but nonetheless, there was a lot of people that were frustrated with his tactics. Fans of the Falcons are very frustrated with Dan Quinn and have been for a while. Like, why would it be different to move on from Frank DeBoer as quickly as they did? And maybe Arthur Blank isn't involved. Maybe it's a Darren Eales situation. And we're still kind of hanging around, and Dan Quinn's been struggling for a while. Like, what's the difference? What's the difference there for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. It is very different, and I'm assuming that there are differences in the way that both of the clubs interact at that level. But you're right. I mean, you know, Frank DeBoer won two trophies and had the third best team in the regular season last year.
Right.
You know, and he, you know, not even in this crazy year of 2020 that we've seen, and with an injury to your top player, you know, they come to a mutual decision to leave in the middle of the year. And the Falcons haven't been through that. I don't know. I mean, you know, Atlanta United's newer. They've had, I think, overall in the franchise history, which is a whole lot shorter, they've had a higher level of success. And they felt like that was slipping. I think the other big thing, and this is connecting the dots from different things that have been said, you know, it sounds like there were issues between the players and the coaching staff with Atlanta United, where I don't think we've heard anything like that about the Falcons.
Jason, how sick and tired are you playing these same games? We're playing. When I heard the update, I was like, "Damn, we're playing Miami." I'm sorry, Inter Miami again. I mean, there should be some familiarity by the end of this season, as much as they played each other so far.
Yeah, I mean, just to try to get a schedule done this year, you're piecing it together and trying to figure out how to keep travel costs down. And, you know, Atlanta can get anywhere they want easily, but Miami's down in the corner. You're trying to prevent them from having to take these long trips. It's nothing's ideal right now. I mean, it is literally just figuring it out as best you can to get as long of a season together as you can. What it does create is rivalry. It creates, you know, every little thing that happened in the last game carries over to the next one. And now you got three games to build on. And if you remember that last one, there were some contentious moments with Nicholas Figal throwing an elbow, forearm, whatever you want to call it, into John Gallagher's mouth and only seeing a yellow card for it. Mm-hmm. And the disciplinary committee kind of let that one slip after they had punished Franco Escobar this season. They didn't go back on this one, which was far more egregious to me. That's going to be remembered going into Saturday.
What gives you optimism at this point? Again, it was a tough one over the weekend, tough loss over the weekend. Who individuals or maybe moments of play, like what is it that you can kind of latch onto and say, okay, I see this. This is something they can build on. Maybe this will show up more this weekend.
It's hard to find it again because you're playing from behind, so you're not playing at 0-0. You're not playing on level terms, so you're chasing it. The other team's dropping off and giving you more of the ball, but they're also making it more difficult to break you down. One player who has consistently been improving game after game for me is George Bello. George Bello is turning into one of the best left backs in the league, and he's a teenager. And he's getting forward, and he gets a goal that he's deserved this season. His defending has been excellent. The development of George Bello, even over these last few games where the results have been bad, has been really impressive to see. Jürgen Damm, I hate to see the hamstring from him where he came out of the match on Saturday because he was starting to seemingly round into form and get a little more comfortable. I hope it's minor, and I hope he can be back out there quickly. And before this last match, Brooks Lennon. Brooks Lennon has played right back. He's played right wing. He's contributed in both phases. He's created opportunities for others. He's also gotten a goal. Brooks Lennon's been really, really good this year. Those are all young players that have a long future ahead of them with this club. Those are things to hang your hat on, but you've got to start better in matches.
Jason, what's the deal with the back end right now? Is it all communication? Is it that Miles probably isn't healthy right now? Guys are not there anymore? What's going on back there in that back end?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You're not giving up a ton of goals. Now, this one's different, but look at how you gave up goals. One of them off a corner, one of them off your own throw. You've conceded three goals in the last two matches off of set pieces, and two of them were off of your own set pieces. And it's different when we're talking about the defense in the run of play versus the defense on set pieces. It's almost like two different units to talk about. Run of play has been pretty good. You've had some communication issues. I think Robinson and Walks have formed a pretty good partnership with Mays' injury. Robinson doesn't look quite 100%. He's battling through this schedule compression. But set pieces, the defending has been poor, very poor. And that has to change because is just down to focus and mental focus.
Who do you think is going to start at quarterback for Georgia next Saturday?
Who knows at this point? They still can't get everybody cleared, right?
Yeah, JT Daniels hadn't been cleared medically yet. DeJuan Mathis is cleared. He's healthy. He can go, which is a miracle, obviously, given what he went through.
Look, this college football season, you're going to have so many weird things happen with players not being available and different position groups being hit. Game to game, it's going to be wild to try to follow who's active, let alone, you know, how teams look each week.
Solid political answer. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it, brother.
He's not going to tell us until game time anyway. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, hopefully about a win.
Hopefully. Thanks, y'all.
Jason Longshore there from the Atlanta United broadcast team. Again, hopefully they get it done. Inter-Miami, like you said, Randy, they know him. They know how to play him. There's some bad blood there as well. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. You can get on the phone lines, 404-741-0929 if you want to ask a question that way. Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Any question, any topic, we'll answer it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA every day to wrap up the show. Ask me anything, any question, any topic, phone lines, Twitter. We got all kinds of stuff, so we're going to get to all of them, ideally. Like Randy said, we never get to all of them. We're going to try. So we'll start on the phones with Micah. And I think Micah's got a fantasy football question. Hey, Micah.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Doing good.
Good. So I'm in a half-point PPR fantasy league. I've got Derrick Henry, Todd Gurley, and Jonathan Taylor. who do I give up in an attempted trade for Christian McCaffrey?
Whew. Who do you give up to get Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I give up. Well, Jonathan Taylor going to be the man right now.
Yeah.
I
mean, if they'll take Todd Gurley.
If they take
Christian
Todd Gurley, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Todd, but yeah.
Yeah. Todd for Christian McCaffrey? Yeah, because you got all, like viable starters. Which you always got to start Travis Henry. You always start Christian McCaffrey. And right now, the way things are going in Indianapolis, you might have to always start Jonathan Taylor if Dan Phillips don't stop turning over the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Marlon Mack going down. Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I would do. I imagine Brian will text in at some point and let us know what he would do if he blesses that decision or not, as Brian Gebhardt is the resident fantasy football guru. One more question on the phone lines. Eric. Eric has a trivia question. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's going on?
The only thing I got to ask, who did Brett Favre complete his first pass to?
Brett Favre.
Ooh. Didn't he bat the ball? Didn't the ball get batted to him or something?
Brett Favre.
You are so correct, guys.
Yes,
he got this, man.
Hey, let me give Wendy her props. Because I want to apologize to her, too, because when she asked me the question, or when I asked her the question, she knew it off the bat, right?
Yeah.
And, she popped off, and I told her, I said, well, if you know it, they know it. That shouldn't have been fair. So just let her know I want to apologize to her for thinking that she wouldn't know it, and if she did, y'all would. You know what I mean?
We got you. She's listening. She's listening.
Thank you, Eric. Now, first of all, just because if Wendy knows something does not mean we'll know it. Wendy knows infinitely more than we do about all kinds of different things. We also combined to get 0 points last Friday.
Zero.
Sports Jeopardy. So
zero, and you were still whining about it.
I was. I was still mad about it. I was kicking myself all weekend that I was a 0-0 tie. It's like kissing your sister or whatever. I don't have one, but cousin, we were talking about kissing cousins earlier.
No, ain't that worse than kissing your cousin, man.
Yeah,
well, kiss your sister. Yeah,
you don't want to do that. That's not good. Yeah. Oh, there was one. Oh, Mark Owens. Mark Owens with the text question.
Okay.
Where was it? Oh, yeah, okay. Given the opportunity, if you were given the opportunity to go to a limited capacity game, UGA, Falcons, whatever, this season, would you go or not? Because it's not free. You got to pay for the tickets. But if you could go to the game, would you go to the game this year?
No.
Me either. I don't know. Maybe I'm scared. I'm just not.
I ain't scared. I just ain't going to no game. You know that.
I'm not going. Well, you wouldn't go no matter what the situation.
Hell yeah, I wouldn't be there no matter what.
I'm not going because I don't want to be in a huge crowd.
Hold on. Unless it was required by my boss.
Right. Right.
Yes. See, my wife. She daughter's rubbing off on me. She wants you, Randy. You know, she's my good conscience. She's the good Randy. You can't do that. Randy, Sean's your boss. You can't say that to him. You know, stuff like that. You know, that's what she said. You know, and so it keeps me sane. Yes. I'm just
that's
joking,
good.
Sean.
Just kidding, Sean. He's just kidding. He would never. You did say earlier, only your wife can rub off on you. So that was a good example
right.
of that. I'm not going in crowds yet. I'm not doing that. I'm going to wait. I don't know. And I'll go eventually when everything's fixed, but I'm not going yet. Here was one. This is from G. Less. Who's going to be the first in line to push up on Cardi B now that she's divorced? Because you know Cardi B and Offset are getting a divorce, Randy. They're
separated. I saw that. I saw that this morning. Cardi B, I need to ask somebody this because I'm trying to figure this out. Is Cardi B that fine?
I mean, I guess she's right. Their own, but yeah, she's all right.
She all right. Like, yeah, she ain't a Wagonista or nothing, but she all right.
She's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, she like
I like her music.
Like I mean, I don't really listen to Cardi B a lot, but
it's good.
Like she alright, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, she's an attractive person.
Yeah, she's
she's not like my favorite celebrity, but yeah, she's an attractive person.
Her and Offset getting divorced.
Uh-huh.
Who get custody of the kids? They got kids?
They have one kid, I believe.
Okay.
Whose name is Culture?
Who got to pay alimony?
I don't know. That's a great question. Who's richer? I mean, she's probably richer. They're both really rich. I don't know.
Yeah,
they
both got pockets.
I'll tell you who'd be the funniest person. We were talking about this last night. Now that she's going to be single and available, who would be the most ridiculous person for Cardi B to start dating? I think Michael Cera. Michael Cera was the one that I came up with. The dude from Superbad, you know, the little skinny white guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It would be very funny if she started dating someone like that.
That'd be pretty
funny. You know, she'll probably start, I don't know, she'll probably start dating James Harden or something like that, something cliche. Date a nerd. It would be great. expand your expand your customer base. Date some unexpected nerd. That would be very funny if he decided to do that.
Okay.
I don't know who it's going to be. Okay, who one spot left in the playoff this year? Who are you taking? 8-0 Big Ten, 9-1 SEC, 9-2 ACC, or a wild card AAC Big 12 team?
I'm taking undefeated Big Ten.
Yeah, you go undefeated in the Big Ten, you're in already. Yeah. You're going in. Now, is there going to be a second Big Ten team? That's going to be tough. I don't think the Big Ten, just based on the way their schedule is going to work out with them starting to play October 24th and only playing 8 games, I think they only get one. The SEC is still going to be able to get 2 teams in. Like,
it's a possibility.
If there's a 9-1 SEC, like if Georgia only loses to Alabama or if Alabama only loses to Georgia, like they're probably getting into the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Do we got any good ones over there, Brian?
Would you rather get your food from a food truck or a concession stand?
Food truck.
Food truck. Yeah, food trucks are delicious. Now, there's some good food at concession stands, too.
Oh, no, yeah, no doubt about it, but I would prefer food truck.
Best tacos I've ever had in my life have come from taco trucks.
Oh, the food trucks in L.A.?
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm talking about the ones that's just on a random damn street.
Yeah,
the best ones.
The best tamales I've ever eaten in my life. A couple showed up selling tamales out of the back of their minivan at 2:00 in the morning outside of a bar right by Dodger Stadium. Delicious. Yep. Best tamales in the world. And they're just a random married couple that shows up with a minivan. It was awesome.
If you could own any business, what would it be?
Own any business?
Google?
Yeah.
Amazon?
It's more like the type of business. Like, would you own a restaurant or an IT business or what?
Oh, man. I'd own a brewery that moonlights as a shake joint that is got no roof with a pool on the outside and a dog park.
What?
Hang on a second. What?
Like all the businesses in one.
You're trying to really corner a very specific market with this one. You got a brewery with an outdoor pool set up, and it's a dog park and a strip club?
Yeah.
It's like, and I think people, I mean, you know, there are people that have, that's a cross section of interests. Like if you make a Venn diagram, there's people that are all of those things. I mean, that's you. I love it. I guess make a business for something that you believe in. I don't know. Can I buy in on that? Can I be an investor? And also, what would you call it? Because you got to come up with a creative name for something like that.
Ooh, Doggy Shake.
All right, good enough. Off the top of your head, that's good enough. That's a great idea, though, for a business. Okay, time for takeaways of the day. We tried to get to as many of them as we could.
Stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, takeaways of the day to wrap the show up every single day. We said some weird stuff today, so I imagine this one's going to be pretty good. Where do we start, Wendy?
I've been so ready for this takeaway all day. You don't want your candle smelling like a 16-play drive.
He did say that. That's pretty good. What about you,
Randy?
But
I'm so damn serious. I don't know anybody that wants – how am I going to walk in my door and I'm smelling man growings? No. No, I'm good on that. I don't want no jockstrap scented damn – candles?
Nope, no one does.
Nobody wants that. My takeaway of the day is that Brian is the biggest whiny baby over golf picks ever. He might be worse than damn Andy. He might be like, Andy Bunker, you stole my picks. Well, you know what, Brian? You should have put yourself first instead of everybody wanting Wendy to go first all the time, Brian.
Man, that was a tough one.
Sounds like hating there, too.
Brian slander mixed with a little Andy slander in there. It's pretty good. I learned today that only Randy's wife can rub off on Randy because he's unrub-offable. We learned that earlier today. But we're going to keep trying. What about you, Brian?
Oh, it's called being a team player, Randy, going fourth. I did win last time going last.
Well, then,
so
don't,
my guys.
Don't hate on it, then. Don't
we
lie,
owe you wings.
Okay?
Going to hate. Let me hate. Let me do what I want to do, Randy.
I think we owe you wings still, Brian.
Yeah, you guys owe me some wings. All right. A couple other things here. You haven't lived until you fix the old-school bunny ears antenna with some pliers. Uh-huh. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Bodyguard yet, it's a good movie. If you have a beer antenna, you're probably in a relationship with your cousin.
No doubt.
I believe it.
And we got listeners that think Bodyguard was bad. There's some hot Bodyguard takes on the Twitter.
I liked it. It was cool.
It was fine.
Hey, Wendy. Wendy.
Hey, Randy.
Have a great trip, Miss Ma'am. You be safe down there, and we will miss you. Would say take pictures, but we know you're going to do that already. Have fun, Wendy.
You're right.
We'll talk to you Monday, Wendy. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Watch out now!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!